This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They have him above Mike Vrabel and Pete Carroll.
Dan Quinn, too.
Dan's really... I still don't have a great feel on what he is. I kind of think of him like Ron Rivera, of like a guy of like, okay, look at the organizations you coached for. I know they're both legit dudes. Like, Ron is a legit leader of men, and I think Dan is, too. I still just don't know how great they are. Like, are you good? Are you great?
That I kind get of that. Thing. I mean, I definitely think, like, it's nothing to you know, just brush off that he took a Falcons franchise that generally can never get out of its own way to a Super Bowl. Obviously, there was a lot of talent there before he got there.
Well, I get but that. You back it up with year one now, in Washington
right,
going
said,
to the
year one
NFC
in Washington,
game,
which has always been a disaster. Granted, new ownership and all that. And I think Ron Rivera sort of set the table for him to get that organization going the right direction, which is funny to like your comparison there. Listen, if you think Kevin Stefanski is better than Dan Quinn, I think that's still fair.
Do you think he's the 13th best head coach? Because that was where I kind of scoffed yesterday. I think he's somewhere between 17 and probably 22. Maybe 16 and 22.
I think I would probably still put Mike Vrabel ahead of him. But I think same way I have Jerry Jeudy 15th overall. I kind of think Kevin Stefanski sort of falls in the same area for me. Like
is it
14,
everyone?
15.
It's like Joe Bitonio, the 15th best guard in the NFL. Also, Miles Garrett, he's the 15th best pass rusher.
It's a very safe middle of the ground number to choose. Yeah,
you just have
everyone's
OCD.
15th.
Definitely 15th. Got to be 15th.
But yeah, like there's a few names on that list that I would have put ahead of him. Like I said, Vrabel being one of them. I'm with you. I think I would probably take D'Amico Ryans and like the upside there over Kevin Stefanski right now, based on what we've seen to this point. But I am somebody who holds out hope that Kevin Stefanski is the great offensive mind that I think he is in my head. And I've said throughout the offseason when there was the debates early on about should they just move on from everybody and fire everybody and clean house? I've generally said that I think Kevin Stefanski can be part of the solution more so than the problem. Like I think what he's trying to do offensively makes sense. I think we've seen to have success here. And if he isn't necessarily handicapped by some of the decisions the organization makes, and I get it, he's part of the organization, but I'm talking things like there was a lot of very well sourced people reporting that the decision to fire Alex Van Pelt wasn't his. If he was forced to do something like that, like maybe he was a little uncomfortable with that.
But see,
the bringing in Deshaun thing, I'm not saying he didn't have say in that, but part of it I think was, which I thought was interesting, from Ty Dunn kind of added like another new piece of information to the Baker Mayfield conversation where it was like, yeah, they couldn't get a hold of him for months. And so maybe they felt pressured, like, we really got to bring in a new quarterback, so let's go get Deshaun Watson.
Yeah,
I just think like, we don't know his full role in the Deshaun thing. I can't imagine that he fully wanted to change his offense.
What head coach gets that benefit of the doubt in the NFL?
That's very fair. I mean, not many.
So this is
usually
where
the coach becomes the scapegoat.
So this goes back to, it's because I always just want to put Kevin in the proper context. And so sometimes it might sound like I'm hating on Kevin Stefanski. No, I'm kind of Switzerland on him. I think he's a hell of a guy. I think he is a very intelligent human being. I don't need a Penn or Harvard or anything like that to tell me he's an intelligent dude. I've heard him talk for 5 years. But I also think like there's more shortcomings than people have talked about, specifically in the leadership department, which I think that played a big part with AVP and Bill Callahan leaving as well. I think those guys were part of his leadership and communication. But like I come back to it, it's like there's no other head coach in the NFL that would get a pass for what Baker's become in Tampa, what Deshaun never became here. And overall, you've got two winning seasons in 5 years, and you're coming off 3-14. Like, Kevin is Teflon in a way with the general media, in a way that, like, nothing has stuck to him, and it's always somebody else's fault. I find that incredible. Even in a lot of the ecosystems now, even if the NFL is getting more like baseball, where the front offices have the most power and then the managers follow behind. We're not there yet. No. This is, at the very least, Kevin is 50-50 or 33-33-33 of the decision-making here.
Yeah.
So I guess my pushback on all of this not to... you can still think he's a good head coach, but it is wild how nobody can... And we're going to play the Ty Dunn thing here in a minute, which might just set me off. No one is holding this guy accountable for walking into a situation with a quarterback, a running back, two wide receivers, two tight ends. They reshaped the offensive line that first year, immediately hit the ground running, both with Bill Callahan and other moves, and Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward. The only thing you were missing was a franchise left tackle, which is what they drafted Jed Wills to be.
Yeah,
and so he walked into it.
That falls more on Barry.
Well, but see, coaches are super involved in drafting too, even though there have been some clear moments of like that was a front off, like Shador's a front office pick, Dylan Gabriel's a Kevin pick. But the reason why I push back on this is that at the end of the season, there's a chance we're going to have to make a decision. And it might come down between one of those two guys. And at some point, we have to have the genuine conversation. Everyone wants to focus on who the Browns were before Kevin showed up. That's fine. Okay. But talent-wise, what did he walk into?
Yeah.
Okay, has Jimmy Haslam been a problematic owner? You bet your sweet bippy. Did Kevin walk into the blank shelves that Hugh Jackson did, that rebuilding team with Mike Pettine, that Chud did, that Shermer did? I mean, Eric Mangini just whacked half the roster, so that doesn't really count. But I guess that's like, why can't people just have a genuine conversation? There's such a bias around this guy one way or another. That I feel like I'm talking to one half of the room, and it's just, are you watching the same football I am? And I turn around to the exact opposite, and I'm wondering if they're watching the same Kevin Stefanski I'm watching.
So what's interesting, a number of things that you said that I have thoughts on, but I the first thing in terms of like why he's Teflon in a way that maybe other coaches wouldn't be, it's kind of funny, like, he's had the right circumstances and the right reasons for doubt about other people at like the perfect times, right? Like if 2023 doesn't happen and they don't make the playoffs, he was probably fired after this past season without question. Like you don't follow up like that quarterback disaster and then you go 3-14 and the quarterback that actually played, you know, half the season that was supposed to be this franchise guy he traded for stinks and you survive a 3-14 season. But because he had 2023 in there, he's kind of safe, right? Like that kind of keeps him in the conversation. You're like, if he could take that pile of garbage and make a playoff appearance out of it, he must be a good coach, which is also kind of funny in terms of the quarterback competition that we were talking about earlier in the show, Nick, because for as much as we hear that Kevin loves Kenny Pickett and thinks like he's the guy, him and Joe Flacco kind of owe each other one. Like Joe Flacco kind of owes Kevin Stefanski for like giving him a couple extra years of his career. And Kevin Stefanski kind of owes Joe Flacco for him still having a job here in Cleveland, ironically, you know. So that's what's kind of funny about that. But regardless, like, I do think there has to be a point where we can separate it. And because we did this with J.B. Bickerstaff, right? Like, J.B. Bickerstaff, to a point, was the right coach for this team. And then you couldn't get past a certain mark anymore. And it was like, okay, how do you take that next step? Clearly, Kevin Stefanski is better than any of the crap coaches that they had prior to, where he stabilized this organization. But who's the coach that's going to take it to the next level? That's the conversation I think comes into play. He's the here this year. By the end of the season, we're going to find out a lot about Kevin Stefanski, his ability to develop quarterbacks. He's got two young ones. If they think that they're going to take the franchise guy maybe next year, okay, are we going to trust him to do that depending on how this season goes?
But like even that, he's already got the built-in excuse. The same people right now saying they've got a cogent plan with these four quarterbacks. At the end of the season, people are going to go, are you really going to fire him because of Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and the two rookies not working out? And it's like, okay, well, what about all the other times? Like, even the Jacoby Brissett stuff. Okay, yeah, his stats look good, the same they did in Indy, and you weren't winning games. Like, I don't put that all on Kevin, but
I mean, yeah, it was different back then because the defense was so bad. It was like reverse of what it is now.
You still had Myles Garrett and Denzel. It's just this weird situation where, like, any time you have to have a point of, like, well, why did this happen? It's, well, no, not him. That's not his fault. But did you see what he did with Jacoby? I'm like, okay, the same stats that he put up in Indy.
And here's the other thing, Nick, because you brought this up too, like deciphering the hot seat for both Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. This kind of feels like a crossroads for those two. A year ago, I think everybody was on the Andrew Berry's the problem. He can't identify talent, right?
And I think there's still some people there.
Well, I know, like, the Morning Boys talked about it this morning, like the idea that, like, his approval rating might be lower than ever right now because of the Quinshon Judkins situation. And that's fair. But listen, if this class that he just drafted, Andrew Berry, if three or four guys from this class in year one hit, and there's at least one that has to. Mason Graham has to be a hit, because if you traded down from Travis Hunter and Mason Graham stinks, then that falls directly in his lap as the GM of this team.
Here's the thing.
But if hold on,
it's like, all about the quarterback.
No, for sure he's going to be. But right, okay, I'll get to that. But if three or four guys from this class hit, now all of a sudden it might be like, okay, I'm willing to see Andrew Berry see this thing through a little longer to see if he can actually build a roster with young guys. But if this team, if those guys hit and the team only wins three games again, that's where I think it then falls on Kevin Stefanski, where it's like, well, this guy had these talented players that Andrew Berry finally drafted for him and he didn't get anything out of it. So what's going on here? That's what I'm talking about with the crossroads. But to Andrew Berry point, you're right. He will be judged by the quarterback he takes. But right now, the quarterback that he's tied to is Deshaun Watson, and he survived that somehow.
It's just interesting. Like, I honestly think you could answer this, because I think the idea both are going to be fired at the end of the season, that would be a lot of radical change. And I do think that's enough to try and find one head coach or one GM. Do I think that there's a chance that you get through the season and you grade both guys and you go, well, across the 6 years, here's what we haven't done right, here's what we have done right, but we need to make a change somewhere. And I think right now, to me, the guy in 3 months' time, if it's just not working out, I'd go with the head coach, because the head coach, you can swap out the head coach in this situation and see if you can get different results with those players if a new GM comes in. Again, this is not an endorsement of Andrew. He has had his swings and misses, but say so is Kevin, specifically with the Deshaun thing.
Yeah.
There is a part where you go, if you bring in a new GM, I mean, the whole roster's getting turned over, and this becomes, instead of like, get the quarterback next year and win, this becomes, all right, we're going to tear everything out. All these old guys are getting blown out. Yeah, we're going to change the way we do business.
Well, and also when you have two first-round draft picks like they do next year, when you're in a position to maybe draft that franchise guy, it's always easier to change out the coach and bring in a guy who then can have say in who his quarterback's going to be, rather than the GM, and then everything changes, and you might not even take a quarterback that next year because you're like, well, hey, and I want to build the roster differently. We'll punt on the quarterback conversation till later. So I agree. It becomes easier. But that leads to the point I was saying. Like, that's kind of a crossroads here where this time, like, not necessarily this time, but like January of next year, depending on how the season goes,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, if Andrew Berry's guys hit, if Cedric Tillman hits, if DeJuan Jones hits, we might start changing our tune on Andrew Berry and actually start pointing more at Kevin Stefanski and saying he only got three wins out of this roster that now has guys that are actually turning into good talents. What's going on here? So I think that's why it's the early, that is at the base of why I think this is the maybe biggest year of Kevin Stefanski's tenure here and why he's going to be tested more than he's ever been tested as a head coach in 2025. That's the premise of it, but the quarterback part of it is an even bigger point.
Right now, and there's a quick answer here. If you can only give a mulligan to one of them for this year, if it doesn't go the right way, right now, who are you more inclined to give the mulligan to, Kevin or Andrew?
Right now, I would give it to Kevin. But at the end of the season, like I said, if this draft class pans out and we start to see some of these other guys from previous drafts hit, I might change my tune.
216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys. If, again, I don't think it's going to be a great season, even though I think I'm excited for the season. I think there's a 3 to maybe 5-win team. I can understand all the other feelings on it, but if at the end of the season only one of them gets a mulligan, are you giving it to Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry in Top 5 Kevin in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan? We were getting a couple things in. We're not going to give free advertising.
One is a very popular chicken place.
Yeah, that does not open on Sundays. Not sure which one that could be. but the other one is a Michigan fast food joint that has incredible burgers. And then I will say, third thing we need, I know it's just down the road in Fairlawn. Gonna need one of them galley boys down there too. But so we're getting at least one of those three things. Not the last one, but the chicken joint. But we might be getting at least one of the other two. And I'm like, all right. Like, you understand? The Wadsworth message boards are awful. They are, because they're like, hey, did somebody know it just happened on Reimer Road? And it's like, no, shut up. Stop being nosy. Right? Or it always, like, it's just a bunch of snarky people who just are, Vanessa has a word for it. I don't think I can use it on air. Not that word. Different word. They're just so nosy. They're so rude to each other. It's like, you wouldn't talk to your neighbor this way. We're talking to people in the same town. But I only am still in that group chat or that group on Facebook, because occasionally they'll be like, guess what's coming to town? And I'm like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, see, I need that, because like, there's always that fun, explorative feeling when like you see something being constructed somewhere like near where you live, but you don't know what it is, and you try to find out, and you like look it up, and then you're either like woefully disappointed because it's just like something of like of restaurant. Like for example, in Twinsburg, I go through Oakwood to get onto the highway 271,
and which that there has been the same.
Yeah,
for as long as I can remember.
And there was a day right off of the exit there on Broadway, right near the there's the hotel there.
Yeah.
right near there. There was a building going up, and I was like, oh, new fast food restaurant, like on the way to the highway. Let's go. What could this be? And then it was just a Starbucks. It was very disappointing.
So it's funny you say that because the storage units over there, because there's a bunch of storage units on one side of the highway. I can't remember which side it is anymore. But when Vanessa and I used to work in Solon, no, that would be So-So, not No-So, where JP lives. they were going up. We're like, oh, that could be a great store. That could be a Heinen's. That could be be another Giant Eagle. Or give me a Bueller's, right? Just something on the way home that we could go grab something in, and then they were storage units. And we were like, man, that stunk. But no, I do think that's a great sign of how your town is doing. How quickly are things flying up around? When you see them, are you actually happy you saw them?
Well, and I was just saying off the air, like, being in Twinsburg, where we live in Twinsburg, we live like 7 minutes from that plaza in Macedonia. That quite right off of 271.
Oh, yeah.
That quite literally has every name a restaurant, a store, whatever. Nope. They have it. They have everything. Like, you would, if I lived in Macedonia, I would never have to leave. I could probably walk there and then walk back to my house. You have everything you need right there.
This is why I'm glad I'm a drive away. Because that actually is. So when we lived in downtown Wadsworth, so we lived there for 10 months while we found the house last year. And dude, I got so. DoorDash everything was so readily available because there really are only like three things that I want. But like Wadsworth has four Chinese food places. They have three Mexican joints now. The third one just opened up. And they have almost every conceivable fast food that you could want and like six gas stations. All of which who will package food and send it to your house. And there was like a moment where I remember it's like the fourth straight Saturday that I ordered a chain restaurant. It is a sit down joint. I really enjoy their coffee. I'm not going to say more than that. Free advertising, not happening. Not off Nikki Dubs today. However, it was like the fourth straight Saturday I ordered breakfast from there. It was like sausage, gravy, and biscuits, just a vat of it. And she was like, you know, we can still cook. I was like, I know, but it's right. Because here's the thing, like when we lived in Charlotte, okay, you could DoorDash anything.
Yeah.
But it's 30 minutes to an hour to more. Whereas here, it was just over the highway. We were right next to downtown. As soon as they got the order, it was there 20 minutes later, like 15 minutes later. It got addicting, and my bank account will back that up.
I purposely do not use DoorDash for that reason.
I've deleted it. So
I
this
hate
is,
it.
I've deleted all the apps.
Why am I paying more? Am I paying more? I'll go get it myself.
Well, so I've deleted the convenience apps off my phone. Just because
it's a great business model, I get why it's
no,
a thing.
It's brilliant. It's
I
awesome.
Have sworn it off. So
it's not even about
sworn
the money. It's about how lazy I got. You know, like I love to cook, and I'd be like, oh, I can't cook breakfast today. It's like, yes, you can. You jerk.
That's
like just and you like your you know, like I like the food that I cook too.
That is a side effect. It kind of goes back to, I know JP always brings this up. Like the point of being rich is that you can like buy back your time. Like, oh, I can pay somebody to mow my lawn. I don't have to do it anymore. Like that's kind of what DoorDash is meant for. It's like if you have the means to just like have money that you don't care, like disposable income that you don't care about, sure, DoorDash everything.
But what's funny about that is guys, if I could cook, the thing that I miss about being home this time and from my Charlotte schedule where I was doing the Baskin and Phelps shift, the thing that I miss the most is cooking. And so the idea that I get myself into these habits of being like, it sounds like a pizza night. The other day, this last week, you guys, I've been really, really good since the cabin. I'm down a little bit of weight. We're not talking about it because I don't want to make it a big deal because no.
Congratulations on all your success.
Because the worst cliche in sports talk is a heavy set guy that tells everyone he's losing weight. He loses 20 pounds and then puts it right back on and then 10 more. I do not want to be that. I've taken 100 pounds off before. We want to be healthy as we get into our 40s here. All this said, I have not had sugar since the cabin. So we're talking about I think I had one ice cream cone on vacation.
Michigan,
I think that's about it. You know, so we're in a great spot. I don't have cravings the same way. And your boy just decided to get pizza on the way home. And I was like, I remember eating it in the car on the way home. Because of course I was ashamed and was going to hide it from Vanessa. And I was eating it on the way home. And I was just like, this is a real fat move right now. And now the good thing is, because this again, we're trying to build healthy habits. I got home and she's like, why aren't you hungry? And I'm like, I picked up a pizza. And I she gave me a talking to, and she was right. And but usually, like, when I'm really in a bad spot, oh, I'll just lie. I'll be like, Big Boss Jeff had food delivered and it was free. What am I going to do? I told the truth this time.
So you're turning over a new leaf in multiple ways. You're eating healthier. You're not lying anymore.
See.
That's all good.
Lies are white lies, like just little lies.
Yeah, everyone's done white lies at some point.
But it's the lie of convenience. Of like, ooh, she's not going to like this. I'm going to tell her something different. convenience lies that are lies of omission. Right?
Yeah.
Two of the three things I'm going to tell you are really positive. So I'm just not going to tell you the third thing. Why didn't you tell me that? I forgot.
I would really like to try some of this great food that you love to cook, but... I think it's been pretty well established at this point that you would never invite me over. So
I've never said never. I've just said you haven't got there yet, right? I've given you something to aspire to. You're welcome, by the way.
When we first had that conversation, I took it to heart. I was like, all right, cool.
I think you've still taken it to heart.
I'll just keep trying to work at it. And then what really did me in was when you did a projected list. Of the people you'd invited, I wasn't even in the honorable mention. What is that? Just very disappointing.
You were in the top 20. You're like Jerry Judy. In the top 15. But you were
what is that?
You were in the top 20. At the very least,
and
top 25.
Jerry Judy, I'm going to defend my own honor of why I should be higher on the list.
You're a yardage accumulator. I need more touchdowns. Todd Derry, the Derry Brothers Guardians cast in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.